And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is relationships. Each of my guests is discussing a type of relationship that he or she offers the world. My first guest is the chairperson of the California Strawberry Festival, which will be happening towards the end of May here, 2011. We discuss this year's festival and what it's like for her to be the first female chairperson of that event. My next guest is a noted internet marketing specialist. He literally makes thousands of dollars daily just by sitting in front of his computer. He'll explain how most business owners and CEOs are morons for spending millions of dollars on things that could actually be done for hundreds of dollars. As always, if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question of my guest, you can call us at 639-0008. Tom Antion is an internationally acclaimed expert in internet marketing for small business. Tom is a very experienced media guest with over 1,000 broadcast interviews to his credit. Tom is a very simple three-pronged attack on internet marketing, which is extremely simple and easy to understand. But Tom is no techie. All he cares about is where to click to make money, and he teaches his students exactly the techniques that he uses to pull in $75,000 to $225,000 a month from his home office. Tom has students in his mentor program who are e-millionaires and who make anywhere between $5,000 to $20,000 U.S. dollars per month. Tom has the largest internet magazine in the industry with over 130,000 subscribers in 80 countries, and one more big thing, Tom is the founder of the only one-of-its-kind facility in the world, the Internet Marketing Training Center in Virginia. Joining us from Virginia Beach, Tom Antion. How are you, Tom?
Hey, Billy. How are you?
Well, I am terrific. Thank you so much for being my guest. I love talking to thought leaders in their different fields, and you are certainly a thought leader when it comes to internet marketing. But I think a little bit of history is in order here. So tell us, how did you get into internet marketing in the first place?
Well, you know what, Billy, before I do that, I want to clear up something you said about the morons.
Yes.
I only think big CEOs are morons. I'm in total love with small business owners that are the backbone of this country, and it's the big more money than brains people that I don't that are crazy.
Well, that's fair enough, and I'm glad you made that distinction. We don't want to cast every CEO as a moron. That's true.
Totally into small business owners, and just with a little help, they can turn into big business owners. But I got started back in 1994. I had already been a professional speaker for a couple years and was selling products and services. And when the commercial internet came around 1994, I thought, oh, my God, this is great. I mean, it's hard enough selling my stuff across the street, let alone around the world from my desktop. So I jumped on it in 1994. 94 to 96, total Wild West. Didn't make a nickel, tried everything under the sun, got good training in 1996 and started making money, and it's been up onward and upward ever since.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. What I really like about you and all of the materials that I've ever received from you is that you're really a non-technical person. In fact, you're somewhat proud of the fact that you're non-technical.
Well, yeah, because the more technical you are, you know, you do hear breakthroughs where somebody invents something, but most of the time, the technical people will fool around for 6 hours messing with hard drives and stuff that doesn't make any money. As business owners, we have to worry about where to click to make money. We want to use the technology that I, affectionately, the geeks and propeller heads invented and make money with it. So that's the problem with being too technical is you waste a lot of time on things that don't turn into money for your business.
Well, and the nice thing, Tom, that you do is you cut through the wheat and the chaff, and you really tell a business owner what it takes to be successful, and you've even distilled it down farther than that. You've really got just a three-prong attack for getting at the internet riches that are out there. So, you know, you've distilled it. Tell us a little bit about this three-pronged attack that you've come up with.
Okay. Well, there's three major categories of what you're doing. One is your website, your psychological sales process on your website. This is prong one. And your checkout and your shopping cart and all that's prong one. Prong two is database development. That's where really where they say database is gold, where the more people you can get that want to hear from you regularly, the more money you'll make. And the third is product development. And product development for a lot of companies is not just what their core competency is. Product development could be information product that stimulates the sale of their main product. And that can be sold around the world, even if they're a local company. So the three big prongs are website development, database development, and product development.
All right, and let's attack those, if we can, in reverse order, Tom, okay. Because a lot of people listening to the sound of our voice actually have a day job, and they're most of them listening to us mm-hmm. at their day job. But they might want to, you know, dip their toes into the waters of internet marketing a little bit. They don't have a clue as to what they could sell on the internet. So your step three is this product development. How do you get at product development to decide what it is your customer base is going to want?
Well, first of all, if you're the person that you just described, you don't have a customer base.
Right.
So you're trying to think of something that would sell. There's tools on the internet that are free. In fact, the people that are listening to your show should have sharp pencils, because I'm going to be giving out websites and things that will help them right away. So here's a tool. It's called freekeywords.wordtracker.com. freekeywords.wordtracker.com. This is a free tool that will tell you, in the United States, when you put a word at the top, it will tell you how many people are typing that word, roughly per day, and all the different ways they're typing it in. So you can get a feel, does anybody on earth care about this topic of yours? You could put horse training in. Maybe you know about horse training. Maybe you know about strawberry.
nice tie into my first guess. Yeah, I like that, Tom.
Strawberry pie recipes, you know. These things, people will tell you how many people are typing them and which ways they're typing them, to tell you if there's a chance that your product will sell. After you get the numbers, then you go out and develop the product. And for people that want to do this and dabble in it, what we suggest is information products are the lowest risk, highest return of any kind of product you've developed. Basically, a how-to book or CD or DVD on either something that you have expertise in, or a friend of yours has expertise in, or you just go out and research and be the publisher of something and get other experts to create it. So lowest cost, high risk is information products.
All right, let's say I've got a strawberry pie recipe that I want to put out there. You know, that's very low cost, low risk, as you're saying. How would I go about marketing that, or how would I go about identifying that that is the right product, Tom?
Well, I would probably say that after you take the next level of research, you probably don't want to use that, because there's just millions and millions of free recipe out there. So in that case, I would make a book at it. I would go to the lady you just had on, and I'd say, next Strawberry Festival, let's joint venture. We'll sell this book, and I'll give you 10% above cost. We'll sell thousands of them, and the charity will make a fortune. I'll make a decent amount, and everybody will love you.
I love it. A win-win situation,
yeah.
Partnering with others. I do like that.
Combine it with online and offline and have some contests. They had a poster contest. Why not a strawberry pie contest?
There you go. I like that. All right, Tom. So freekeywords.wordtracker.com, great place to go. What are some other tips for helping to identify things that might be sellable to the public at large?
Well, one thing you can do is go down to your local bookstore and go down to the dummies section of books, and you'll see an enormous number of niches that this enormous company has already determined there's enough market to produce an actual book on it. And if you were sitting in my living room right now with me, Billy, you'd look over at a table that I keep on display here that's got, it's a 6-foot banquet table, 2-foot high, stacked with tennis DVDs.
Wow.
Because I'm a tennis nut.
Okay.
And I buy every single thing there is on tennis. So when you identify a niche that the dummies people decided there's enough people to make a book on, you could make your version of it, a different version, your 2 cents worth on one of those topics, knowing that there's already a market, and knowing that people that are crazy about that market will buy anything you put out on. I don't know if you can play tennis, Billy.
I do.
If you put out a tennis DVD, Tom will buy it. Because I buy every one.
Wow.
See, so you find crazy niches that people are passionate and have money. And it's almost a sure thing. Nothing's, of course, a sure thing in business, but that there will be a market if somebody else has already done it. A lot of times people think, well, I want to do something nobody else has done. Well, that's the most risky thing there is, because maybe somebody did it and couldn't make money on it.
Right.
But it's not out there. But when you see a market with a lot of products, there's a market for you.
All right. We're talking to Tom Antion, everybody, internet marketing expert and CEO of Antion & Associates in Virginia Beach. We're talking about selling on the internet. Now, that's product development, Tom. Let's set that aside, and let's talk a little bit more about the website, because that's the reason that I brought you on.
Yeah.
Many of the big money CEOs that we talked about in the intro spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on their website.
It's worse than that, Billy.
It is millions even, maybe?
Millions.
Okay, they spend millions on it. How can a small business person afford to keep up with the Joneses here?
They have to get a little bit of tutoring. I have a website that got Best of the Web in Inc. magazine, and it beat out three other websites that cost more than $1 million apiece. Mine, at the time, cost $600, and by today's standards would cost $50. Now, I'm sure people are thinking, nah, that sounds ridiculous. That's crazy. I can't be. But I can show you a site right now people can go to later. Is imtcva.org, Internet Marketing Training Center, Virginia, va.org, imtcva.org. It rivals any major school site there is in the earth, and we have less than $100 in it.
Less than $100.
Yeah. You look at it and you tell me if that's not the highest level of professionalism for a distance learning school, as good as University of Phoenix, any of them. But we use what we call WordPress software, which was traditionally a blog software. And I just changed my whole company to this within the last year, because we used to just use regular web design software. But WordPress has evolved to the point where you don't lose anything, and it's so easy. With a couple hours of tutoring, any business owner could be operating the whole thing themselves or have it in-house for less than $100, because the software is free, and you might buy a theme to make it look a certain way. But other than that, it's relatively easy for you just to load the content on yourself. And we have high school kids that maintain some of our stuff. See? So a little bit of training goes a long way with this, because if you go to a professional firm, which I'm not suggesting that you don't, I'm just saying that you're going to pay a lot of money where you could have saved and spent it on things better.
Well, just let me echo that, Tom, because I use WordPress for my software, brainstormingonline.com, mm-hmm. and it has been highly successful, very easy to use, and I am a non-technical person like yourself, so that's good to know. So for less than $100, you got imtcva.org up and going, and it's one of the premier sites for online learning that's out there.
Yeah, this is the only independent internet marketing school currently in the country. There's some tied to big universities, but it took me 3 years to get the license for this place. But the thing is I got to walk my talk. I'm teaching people these techniques, so I should be using them myself, and there's an example of it.
All right. Now, one of the things that I've always heard about when it comes to marketing my website, making it known in the great internet universe that's out there, are keywords. And we talked a little bit about the keywords, where to find them at freekeywords.com. But talk to me in a little bit more detail, Tom, if you will, please, about keywords and how we can really avoid making mistakes by choosing the wrong keywords.
Yeah, and it's actually freekeywords.wordtracker.com. as the website. Yeah, well, once you get these keywords, they have to be put into your website strategically. And that the parlance for that is search engine friendly. So at the top of your web page, actually the top of your screen, when you have your website pulled up, is a little blue bar most of the time, or a tab, and that is called the title bar. That's 90% of your search engine positioning comes from the proper keywords for your business up in the title bar. And if you know, you look at a lot of places and it says homepage up there, or it says Joe Schmo Enterprises. But the keywords are more important than your business name, and certainly not welcome to my homepage. So that's one of the key things. But any effort you put into keyword research pays off enormously, because you not only use it on your website, you use it in the social media, you use it on videos that you use for YouTube and other types of video hosting places to drive traffic to your site, and for articles that you place out in the internet to drive traffic. So any work you put into keywords really pays off.
All right, we're talking to Tom Antion, everybody, CEO of Antion & Associates and an internet marketing expert. Tom, one of the reasons that you're able to generate the tens of thousands of dollars a month that you do is that you've got a strategy, what you call a key strategy, that savvy marketers use. It's called making money coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that means that you want to, of course, sell people that come to your website, but you also want, when people are leaving your website, to try to monetize them in some way. So there's various techniques and software that can be used to catch people when they're leaving your site to try to entice them to buy. There's one called ExitSplash.com. Now you have to be careful with these because you have to balance trying to do well for your business with upsetting people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to use these judiciously. But I want them to, if they don't buy when they come, I want to get a shot at them when they leave, or to get them to sign up for a free e-zine or something, so that, or a freebie, so that I can get them on the database, because remember, database is gold, and that's what coming and going is all about. Just don't get them there and then say goodbye if they don't buy.
All right. Don't let them go easily into the night. I see. We're talking to Tom Antion. Tom, you have so many different ways of making money. What is your absolute number one favorite way of making money on the internet?
Developing information products. I have 9 different streams that come in here, but the developing things that didn't exist before really excites me. And it's so cheap to develop things nowadays. Here's another site that your listeners will just die over. It's called Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com.
Yes.
It's thousands and thousands of people telling you what they're willing to do for you for $5. If these CEOs from these big companies heard this one, they're really going to, die, because we get logos for $5. I get professional voiceover with 25-year veteran radio announcers for $5. I mean, unbelievable things. Graphics, products, WordPress site installation, WordPress fixing, all kinds of stuff for $5. So this is how it makes it so easy nowadays to get freelancers to help you, because people are willing to do things inexpensively.
I love it. And another site is elance.com if you're looking for freelancers looking to do that sort of work. Tom, tell me, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about your company, they're intrigued by what you have to say, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, I'd love them to take a look at our school. It's licensed by the state of Virginia, highly credible, which that's one thing you have to watch with internet stuff. But if they are interested in personal attention, then it would be greatinternetmarketingtraining.com, greatinternetmarketingtraining.com.
All right, Great Internet Marketing Training. Tom, you're a wealth of knowledge, not nearly enough time to delve into all that you know on this subject. Hope people will go to your website, greatinternettraining.com. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.